Once upon a time, there was a chubby little boy cowering in the beach sand, his little big bottom mooning out of the little big boy trunks his mother had picked out for him. This was little Fez Marie Watley, and this was his first time to the beach. What a sad introduction to the life of Riley. His mouth was full of sand, his face was red with shame, and even his fatty tears were imprisoned in the gritty dust packing the corners of his eyes. For Fez was being treated to the old Charles Atlas by a merciless and smelly gang of very weak, very pale, very cold-fingered little boys, each wearing a large crooked pair of glasses, and on their respective thumbs, a cheap souvenir ring from the snack shop gumball machine. But a gang nonetheless, an organization as heartless as a pack of dogs, and young Fez Watley had no choice but to submit to their brutal fury. They were just about to begin a second round of sand kicking, when a bit of a too strong, too black shadow verged into their midst. A shadow much darker, richer, and threatening than any shadow cast by any of them. They stood back, capped their foreheads with their palms.
"Beat it,"
a small, curving voice boomed, confident, compelling, both cat-like and cocksure. And the little gang scattered like mice. Fez shaded his eyes to discover the identity of his able savior.
"Who are you?"
he gasped as the gravel dust exploded from his lips like the time his mean brother dared him to whistle with his mouth full of saltines. And oh, the trouble he'd gotten into with Mother. But he could only see the proud and brooding, the short, magnificent outline of his hero, who soon rotated out of the sun and lowered a hand to help the young baggy victim.
"My name's Ron. You could call me Ron,"
said Ron, in a little leather bomber jacket, blue jeans, and black boots. Fez was smitten by this too-good-to-be-true and too-bad-to-be-false fellow, who stood in the 100-degree heat in full tough guy regalia, with nary a glisten of sweat, cool as the proverb-lacking cucumber. Although, curiously, later, Ron would be sought out by sundry ladies just for this vegetable quality. Ron began to glide off. As he did, he muttered,
"Dummies,"
under his breath, his catch-all for nitwits and nincompoops.
"Wait!"
cried Fez, bounding forward weakly over his trumpet thighs.
"How did you do that, back there with those boys?"
Fez asked, mouth still full of the strange hard cereal known as sand. Ron allowed his right eye to slowly take its vertus to gaze at young Fez.
"I tell you under one condition,"
he squinted.
"What?"
Fez said.
"Anything!"
"Kick sand in your own face, and I'll tell you how to stop other boys from doing it."
Fez plopped down hard on the earth, like a merry bag of gelatin, blubbing for a moment until a type of inertial quiescence settled his fleebling quiver. He rubbed his feet in slow motion, trying to gather speed enough to vault the sand from the beach into his own face.
"I'm not strong enough! I can't do it!"
Fez shouted in frustration.
"Here," Ron said, "we'll pretend."
Ron picked up a handful of sand, and as Fezzy moved his legs, as an old lady might, trying to scout out a lost slipper beneath her bed, Ron threw the sand into Fezzy's face. Even as the thrown sand was striking his uvula, Fez blurted out,
"Now tell me how to stop the other boys from doing that."
Ron rubbed his hands, lit a previously half-smoked cigarette from his schoolboy pack, and said,
"I just did, kid."
"But how?"
Fez said.
"I don't get it."
Ron shrugged.
"All you gotta do is not be there kicking it in the first place."
"But I'm not helping them,"
Fez complained.
"Impasse,"
Ron said.
"What?"
Fez said.
"You and me, Arata,"
Ron said. "By the way,
I can see his ass sticking out your diaper.
It's not a diaper. It's my swimming trunks all the way from New York.
Nevertheless, you should clean that rig up, or somebody will take a hose to you. And let me tell you this, not from experience. You don't want no hose down in the driveway for a sand old ass. Fez never did understand the lesson of that day, but he made a pact with himself to always pretend that he understood lessons, especially when he didn't. He also knew that the only way he could get away with such a life of pretending to understand lessons was by sticking with someone who did understand, someone who understood things without ever having to learn them. A natural, which is what Fez said to the air, to the universe, in a moment of perfect and absolute clarity.
Why, you're a natural.
And as young Fez Marie wondered how he could possibly manage to stay with the natural spoke to him.
Come on, buddy. Let's start putting this band together.
For Ronnie B knew, as the street is to the car, as fire to the forest, so too does the natural need the unnatural. For just as there are mysteries abounding in the world to explain, there needs to be someone there to explain them too. Someone to listen. Someone to work off of. Someone to misunderstand.